Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Stephanie Smith is an assistant professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication and the School of Comm Studies at Kent State University. This follows a 27-year career in government, working for the CIA, the U.S. Navy, and the Department of State. Welcome, Professor Smith.
Thank you so much.
Tell me how you transitioned from getting a degree in public relations and in the broader field of journalism and media into working into the highest levels of government.
When I finished at Kent State, I had a pretty good set of editorial skills. I knew how to edit. And at the time, CIA was hiring editors. And I got there and I started editing and I thought, oh my gosh, editing is awful. And fortunately, because I had a background in public relations and a wider liberal arts education, there were other things I could do. And I pretty quickly transitioned into what is more of a legislative affairs role and a resource management role. And when you understand those kinds of functions, you have a chance to do many more things.
You've done a lot of work in the counterterrorism space. Yeah. I'd be interested in hearing more about that.
The CIA was obviously very focused on counterterrorism, and I represented global support, which is the global support arm of espionage and intelligence collection. I had a couple career moves, but I ended up being director for support, which was a fabulous chance to really run the support apparatus of CIA. After that job, I was looking for a different challenge, though. That was kind of a pinnacle job. And so I was fortunate enough to go to the State Department, and I worked for Undersecretary of State for Public Affairs and Public Diplomacy, Karen Hughes. This was in George W. Bush's administration. And she asked me to help found a counterterrorism messaging center. And so I dug in, and I really, really used the skills I learned at the university, because messaging is hard, and messaging interculturally with audiences who hold you in high skepticism, with audiences that have a lot of competing narratives, is very tough stuff. And it was the education of a lifetime. I feel so fortunate to have been able to do that. And also, that was my second time working for Dr. Condoleezza Rice, and that's a marvelous, marvelous education in and of itself.
And you've had a lot of your students who have wanted to pursue government work and work like you did with their existing skill sets.
Yeah.
Is there any particular experience that your students have had since you've been here that have moved them into those spaces?
I think that they have been fearless in working on campaigns. And whether it was the 2016 election or whether it is a social justice campaign like human trafficking campaigns, they get very used to the mechanics of government, how you can influence government, and they really get to know strategy and tactics. I always tell my students, before there was a country, there was a cause, a message, and a movement. And if you can master those three things, you can do very well in Washington. And Amy, we have young students who are doing very well, have moved in 1 year into press secretary roles. And I would say things in class like, that would take you 10 to 15 years. And, well, they did it in one. So we have students who work for beltway contractors, who work for government agencies. And we have students who work in getting out the vote now. We have students who've worked with Jill Biden and now Michelle Obama. So we have a pretty nice foothold in Washington.
I know you care a lot about this notion of the country starting with a movement.
Yeah.
And you've been instrumental in our college, in the College of Communication and Information, in helping us launch something called Media and Movements.
Yeah. Every movement, every cause competes for the attention of donors, voters, the public in general. You need to have really durable strategies and tactics that are interesting, that are realistic. You need to be able to build legitimacy for your cause, for yourself, for your organization. And quite often, we need to give voice to the voiceless. Those are classic social movement skills. Those are classic organizing skills. But they are not just social science. They rely on all the tools of traditional and non-traditional communication. We have a president who tweets. We have now, you know, a whole new lexicon, a whole new toolkit. We use that toolkit very wisely in class. We last semester had our first media and movement seminar. The entire seminar for 15 weeks was focused on the opioid addiction in Northeast Ohio, specifically in Trumbull County. And we had students working for the Trumbull County Mental Health and Recovery Board, and they were working on four very specific campaigns that became movements. One was a movement to end the stigma of Narcan. The second was a very basic movement on what are the risk factors for opioid addiction. Third was coming up with a way to teach children wellness that doesn't happen sporadically in schools, that reaches them in their social structures. And fourth, how do you build a hope movement when there's a high degree of hopelessness and despair and injury? And our students, I'm going to brag on them if I may, they knocked it out of the ballpark, so much so that they had a billboard in Trumbull County. So that was exciting for them. But what really mattered to them was they learned to solve really tough, I'd say relentlessly hard, gritty social problems for an actual client who was very demanding. And they proved to themselves they could do it. And they became people who believe that their role is to be advocates. A couple of the students in that class are going to have applied to work for the Peace Corps. They're going to use their communication skills in that way. Some students in that class suffer with family members with addiction. It brought a whole different perspective to them. I would say it was powerful.
You teach a class called Communication and Terrorism, and I know you're taking that problem-based learning approach this semester.
Yeah.
What are you doing, and how do you see this intersection of communication and terrorism in terms of its relevance today?
Well, I mean, terrorism is a communicative act. If you're not gathering the attention of the public or of the group you want to message, whether it's policymakers or religious leaders, if you're not finding new ways to get attention, then your acts are just random violence. So we see terrorist organizations like ISIS using very sophisticated technologies and messaging and very slick Hollywood-style productions. So we teach sort of the classic theory and then how it's implemented and how the radicalization process works, why it works so often, and when it doesn't, why it doesn't. We take a look at that. And this semester, we decided to challenge ourselves and the students by having a client, just to rest assured that we're not actually bringing along a terrorist organization as our client. We decided to work with the Division of Police in Cleveland, and we're going to be working with their partners in Homeland Security. And we're going to look for ways to educate the public on what is actually suspicious reportable activity. So it's a huge communication and campaign challenge, and we are super excited about it.
Sounds like a wonderful project.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Stephanie Smith, an assistant professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication and the School of Comm Studies at Kent State University. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.